When the love of your life is down on one knee, offering you a diamond ring and asking you to be together forever, divorce is probably the last thing on your mind. But it's estimated that one in three Aussie marriages will end that way. So what do you do with the ring after the person who gave it to you is no longer in the picture? Well, one option which seems to be gaining steam is to turn it into something new. Enter the divorce ring. The idea is that you bring your engagement ring into a jeweler and have it remodeled into a new piece of jewelry to celebrate your new chapter. It's good enough for the likes of Emily Ratajkowska and Rachel Zoe, but is this just a celebrity trend or is it a viable option for regular folks too? Well, you're about to hear from an Australian jeweler who specializes in these types of rings and a divorce lawyer who can share some advice on what to consider before you deconstruct your ring. But I'd love to know what you've done with your sentimental jewelry after a relationship ended. Did you hold on to it? Did you put it away in a drawer, never to see it again? Or maybe you turned it into something new. Please tell me your story. Tell me what you've done with a sentimental piece of jewelry after you didn't want that sentiment anymore. And here with me is Nicole Winkler, a Sydney-based jeweler who specializes in divorce rings, or as she calls them, Phoenix rings. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Why a Phoenix ring?
The way that we look at it is divorce is a super challenging part of anybody's life if they get divorced. It's not about celebrating the divorce. What it is, it's about celebrating this next part of your life. So it's about rising up from the ashes. So yeah, we call them Phoenix rings.
That's lovely. So you've been seeing them on social, well, I've been seeing them on social media. Is this just like a famous rich person thing or are you seeing
Absolutely not.
No.
We've actually been working on divorce or Phoenix rings for a long time and pre-Emily Ratajkowska. And so it was actually really lovely seeing her bringing that out into the modern conversation. But yeah, we have a lot of people come in, they might have had the ring in their drawer for years, they might have just finished the divorce proceedings and just gone, I actually want something for me. So a lot of people with their engagement ring, that might be their one significant piece of jewellery. And when you get divorced, it comes off your hand, goes in a drawer. And it's really sad not to have that beautiful ring on your hand. So it's a really good way to go, all right, this is the next part of my life and I'm choosing me. And then we make them a new ring.
Tell me about your Phoenix ring, Nicole.
My Phoenix ring is very much Phoenix vibes. It's got wings. It's got a heart-shaped, pear-shaped stone in the middle. It's all about strength on the top. And then underneath is a delicate rose gold wire work that is inspired by Frida Kahlo. So it's about staying soft and vulnerable on the underside, but having that strength to greet the world with.
And it wasn't just a divorce for you. You had a lot going on.
Yeah, it's been a big few years. So it was a divorce ring and a see you later to cancer ring. Yeah.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor. You're hearing from Nicole Winkler. She's a Sydney-based jeweller. She's specialising in what she calls Phoenix rings. So maybe you you're not married anymore to the person you used to be married to. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to just put that ring in a drawer. You want to turn it into something new. Well, Nicole does that. Also here with me is Antonella Sanderson, founding solicitor of Family Law Matters. Antonella, you are very well qualified to talk about divorce trends. You call yourself the 3D divorce lawyer.
Yes. Good morning, Tegan. Thank you for having me back on the show. It's great to be here. And I must just say really quickly, I'm sitting across from Nicole and I can see this most spectacular Phoenix ring. It is absolutely divine.
Thank you.
But back to the 3D lawyer. Yes, look, I've experienced divorce from three different dimensions. I am the child of divorced parents. As an adult, I experienced my own separation and divorce with a young child. And for my career, I deal with divorce day in and day out.
But do you have a divorce ring, Antonella? That's the real question.
I don't have a divorce ring. And that, look, can I indicate, I can give you a really good reason why. Practice husband number one bought me a plastic diamond. It wasn't a real one. So unfortunately, there was nothing there to actually create a divorce ring from. But I am happily married second time around and I have a wedding and engagement ring, which I'm hoping will stay on that finger and not come off and need any form of remodelling in that regard. At that's the triumph of hope over experience, I guess.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So is this something you've come across with clients you work with? I want to say, Antonella, Lee on the text line says, give it back? Question mark. What are your obligations with a big expensive piece of jewellery when a relationship ends?
Well, first of all, the timing of when the relationship ends is critical here. If you've been presented with an engagement ring on the basis that there's going to be a wedding at some point in future, if for whatever reason that relationship falls apart before the wedding happens, then the first question becomes who gets to keep the ring in that circumstance? If the relationship ends after the wedding and there's a divorce process that follows, again, it becomes a different test as to how do we deal with the ring. So would you like me to go through both scenarios?
Yes, please.
Let's say for argument's sake, we have Barbie and Ken. We've got a scenario where Ken has presented Barbie with an engagement ring and asked, "Will you marry me?" She says yes. She puts the ring on her finger. It's all going really well. If there's a separation between them before we even hit the wedding, then what the law tells us, thanks to some 1920s British law, is that the engagement ring is a conditional gift. So Ken theoretically can ask for that back and he should be able to keep that. And in fact, we've seen some case law. There's been some cases in the Supreme Court in New South Wales. There was a case a couple of years ago in Victoria where that precisely has been the argument of someone who has given the engagement ring wanting it back. So that's the first part. It's a conditional gift. But once that wedding has gone ahead, you've been married and you keep the ring, the person who receives the ring has the ring usually on their finger. In the event of a separation, the ring just becomes one of the many assets that this couple might have to consider about how they deal with. So there is no special rule about who keeps the ring. Now, as they always say, possession is 9/10 of the law, right? So whoever has the ring in their possession needs to declare it. It becomes valued, and the value of that sits in the bucket of money that the couple have to divide between them as part of their overall separation. So that's how we deal with it on the other end if there's a separation after marriage.
That's so interesting. It's one of those things where if you're talking to your girlfriends, they're like, "It's yours, babe, you should keep it." It's interesting to know there's actually some law here. Nicole, I'm interested to talk about what it costs to buy an engagement ring these days, but B, do something with it if you are going to remodel it.
Okay. So, I mean, that's really how long is a piece of string. It might be 5,000, it might be 50,000, it might be 100,000. So it really depends on what kind of ring, what's in the ring. That's with buying the ring. So often with an engagement ring, you'll have a significant centre stone. Normally it's a diamond. So to go and buy a diamond new is the lion's share of that ring. And then to make it, you've got the gold that makes up the piece, then you've got the setting, the little extra diamonds and so on. Now, in remodelling a piece, you don't have to go and buy that new diamond. So what we do is we have our setter take all of the stones out. We give them a really good clean. So it's like they have a wash of any previous experience and energy.
It's like you get the sage burning out.
I do sometimes joke with my clients, I can sage your diamonds if you wish. And then what we normally do is we will sell the gold back to the mint. So instead of using that gold again, we will sell the gold and you use that as a credit off buying the new piece. And then we also say, you know, if you've got chains that you were given, one loose earring, bring it all in. And so that gold goes back into the circular economy. And so you're not having to buy the new stone. And then we can go from there. And then again, it really depends on whether it's a super simple setting, something that's a big design focus piece.
you're sending me your text. Joe says, ironically, my wedding ring is the only ring I've ever had made to fit me. And within a year of my husband running off with someone else, in all caps, 3 months after we married, that ring ceased to fit. Ouch. Joe does sign off saying, happily moved on. Glad to hear it, Joe. Another says, it's not a divorce ring, but I changed my engagement ring of 3 diamonds into single diamond rings for my 2 daughters and 1 for me. So that's lovely.
Yeah.
What really shines through, Antonella, for me in this chat is that we are much less weird about maybe talking about divorce than we used to be, that people are embracing it. Are we getting better at divorce?
I believe we are. I've been a divorce lawyer for a good chunk of, dare I admit it, about 27 years now. And I feel like we are a lot better about discussing the topic. And I think there is also a significant trend on young adults supporting their parents in their choices to leave an unhappy relationship. Certainly in older generations where that stoic kind of practice of, well, you know, we're married and we stay and we just put up with things and grin and bear it. There's much of a groundswell now with that generation having the support of their adult children in making decisions for their lives, making decisions that will make their final years more enjoyable. So I think it, certainly in that aspect, there is a much more open propensity for that sort of discussion, for that sort of support to happen, because ultimately we only get one shot at this, right? We only get one shot at being happy. So, and that's why I think this conversation is really interesting about this divorce ring. Mm. And I can certainly indicate from my experience, there is a lot of argument about who gets to keep that ring. It's such an emotive aspect. And going back to what you were saying a moment then, Nicole, about how much it costs to buy the engagement ring in the first place.
Is very different to how much you would be able to sell it for.
Yes. And that's the magic. And as far as when we're thinking about it on the other end, on the divorce side, if Barbie and Ken are arguing about, well, who gets to actually keep this ring? We don't think about how much they bought it for. We don't think about how much is it insured for. The question becomes, well, how much could you sell it for? If you went down to Cash Converters and hocked it in, how much will you get for this ring? So I diverted off that question there a bit, Tegan, but it's such an interesting topic.
It sure is. I want to thank you both so much for having a chat with me today. You seem like a fun pair of gals to hang out with. I kind of wish we were having a chat over mimosas. Nicole, Antonella, thank you again. Nicole Winkler is a Sydney-based jeweller who specialises in divorce rings. She calls them Phoenix rings. And Antonella Sanderson, divorce lawyer and founding solicitor for Family Law Matters.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.